What exactly is wrong with the United Kingdom? I mean, what sort of meeting is this where you one day decide, let's not allow this vaccine called Covishield, even though it is the exact replica of our AstraZeneca? Then when there is outrage, you say, okay, we allow, but maybe there are doubts about the certification process. What doubts? There are media reports that now say that actually the certification process may be the problem. What is the problem? And if you don't speak it out in as many words, then will this not be seen as the UK trying to create utter confusion and also insult a vaccination drive which is taking place in this country? It may not have been the most perfect, but then speak out, be clear about it. Is it the certification drive or not? We have Dr. R.S. Sharma, the man, the brain behind this Covin app, which is responsible to issue these certificates. Dr. Sharma, welcome. There are doubts being expressed in certain media reports where UK authorities have been quoted as saying that the certification process in India may be the problem. What will you say?
Well, Sanket, thank you very much for having me on your channel.
My pleasure, sir.
Firstly, I would say that I have not come across any statement either from the British High Commission or any information from our Ministry of External Affairs or from the United Kingdom's government that there is any concern on the certificate issued by Covin. So I do not know where from you have got this information.
Sure.
That UK has raised certain concerns.
No, so I'll tell you from where we have got this. These are media reports that are out now. It's available on many websites. It's being reported widely. Officials in the UK have been attributed in media reports as saying this on the condition of anonymity, because obviously there is no name. That is what it is.
No. I will not, be going by such kind of, sort of assertions that somebody has told you on conditions of anonymity. After all, once we are dealing with a country, we have to be, kind of dealing with official communication, in the basis of official communication. There is no official communication to that effect. But to set the record straight, let me tell you that we have had, the British High Commission had sent us a communication that their national health system would like to understand and know about Covin. So the British High Commissioner had met me on 2nd of September this month. And then, they had also said that we want to learn about Covin and its architecture. And I said, certainly, we'll be very happy to share that. In fact, that thing they have in their initial communication, they said that we attended the 5th July conclave on Covin, the international conclave, and therefore we are interested in knowing the Covin architecture. So thereafter, we set up a technical team of Covin, which interacted with the technical team from the UK High Commissioner's office. And they have had two meetings. One meeting was earlier, probably on 16th of September, and another was yesterday. And in the first meeting, the British side explained their architecture of their application. And on second meeting, which is yesterday's meeting, we explained our architecture, and those discussions have concluded. And during those discussions, there is absolutely no concern raised as asserted by many media publications, both digital and print.
Okay. But Dr. Sharma, what about, let's talk about the certification process itself. You said that the authorities of the United Kingdom, members of the British High Commission, had a conversation with your team on how the Covin works. Were you able to satisfy or convince them on how Covin works?
There is no question of satisfying or not satisfying. Satisfaction happens when somebody is dissatisfied and I try to satisfy. It is basically a mutual understanding of each other's system, and that I think we have been able to conclude. And we have a communication received from them today that the discussions have complete, information interchange has taken place, and that technical part is over.
Okay, Dr. Sharma, would you like to tell us a little about the Indian software and its ability? Because we've read multiple reports about the sheer number or the volume of certificates that that this software issues, and it is unmatched, certainly no match to, in fact, the NHS system is no match to this. They have very few certificates to dole out or give out, whereas what the Cowin is doing is much more. I mean, on one day, 2.5 crore certificates in a day, which is huge. So, you know, if you could tell us a little bit about the difference between the way this certification is done in India and how the NHS certification is being done in the United Kingdom. I'm sure you would be
pleased with this comparison. Well, I would not like to compare with anything, but I can only say that Cowin is one of the best sort of applications in the vaccination, you know, area in the whole sort of universe, if I can use that term. I'm probably boasting. But it is a fact. The process, the entire process is digital. And what comes out is actually a digital certificate, which is verifiable, where you can verify its authenticity, its integrity, and its truth. There is a single source of truth. And I think the kind of, you know, systems which we have put in place, for example, about a week back, there was actually from the WHO, they published their basic standard of COVID digital, of the digital certification of vaccination. And just to inform you that we satisfy everything there. So basically, you know, all the data elements which is required for a certificate, for example, the vaccine administered, who administered the vaccine, what was the date of the first dose, what is the date of the second dose, who is the person, its identity, everything is there. So data elements are there. So content is full, number one. Number two, the packaging of the content, which means, you know, sort of putting these contents together and digitally encrypting it and certifying it, those are also present. So yeah, I don't think there could be any deficiency whatsoever. The only minor point which we noticed is essentially the date of birth. Now, we don't actually get the date of birth of the person. We just get the year of birth because we believe in the minimal information collection. And of course, we get the certificate or we get the identity proof at the time of vaccination. But at the time of registration, we just collect the year of birth. Now, if somebody wants to travel to some place, then we have made arrangements that, you know, you can download the certificate after plugging in your exact month and date of your date of birth, and, you know, which is actually incorporated in your passport, and you are good to go. So therefore, there is absolutely no deficiency. Nobody can point out any deficiency of any kind, either in terms of content or in terms of its you know, packaging at any stage. We have been very much aligned and conscious of this fact that digital certificates will be needed. So entire process from the day one, from 16th January, has been completely digital.
But you know, Dr. Sharma, we have spoken on a number of occasions, we've seen that certificate also, there's a QR code, you can trace back a lot of things, I understand all of that. But then, you know, there are also reports, and this cannot be denied, from Madhya Pradesh, especially on that day when that grand surge happened of 2.5 crore vaccines, that many people who were actually dead were issued certificates. Do you think that the possibility of human error always exists in our system, howsoever foolproof you may think it is?
That human error could be possible. The name could be wrong. The other things could be wrong. And we have made processes whereby you can correct those errors. So it's not as if there are no correction processes. Those processes are in place. Obviously, this is being done at a scale which is unprecedented. And therefore, there could be certain cases of data entry errors or certain cases of, you know, certificate being not really uploaded or things like that. But these are, you know, in any exercise, such errors do happen, and we have taken steps to ensure that such errors are legitimately corrected.
You know, Dr. Sharma, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you must have studied this also. What has the experience of certification process and error handling been around the world? And also, how will you convince the world that actually our certification process meets global standards?
Well, it's I think these two things are orthogonal in the sense that they are not related. You see, errors happening at the data entry level is a completely different stuff. And errors happening at the issuance of certificate level, its digitization, its encryption are completely different thing altogether. And what we can say that the process of issuance of the certificate is one of the most robust processes which we have done. And I think we have learned a lot from Aadhaar, from UPI in terms of its scalability. So I think, you know, just look at it. Now we have 800 billion records on our system, more than 800 billion. And I think that, you know, you can compare with other systems who are there in the world and then probably you can draw your own conclusions. I'll not say anything beyond that.
All right. Dr. Arish Sharma, thank you very much. Though I tried asking you a lot of questions, but it seems that you have learned a thing or two on diplomacy, on especially an issue as crucial as this. But one can understand, because officially this has not come from the government, that they have a problem with our certification process. That's where the problem is. And this is why we are saying this again. You want to make a policy, spell it out. You have a problem with the certification drive in India, spell it out. The United Kingdom.